will come to this happy place. Welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 18 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Kristen.
Hello.
And Todd.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hello.
And me, Nathan. And the kids are gone again because they think we're boring and we embarrass them.
That's what parents are for.
So today we're going to take a little time and concentrate on our favorite modern resorts, kind of going through the ones that we've been to before and the reasons why we like them. But before we do all that, like normal, is there anybody that's got any news out there?
Well, it looks like this year the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival is going to start having several food kiosks, such as the Food and Wine in the fall has. It's going to be all different kinds of food, but they're going to have several different kiosks as well that look very yummy.
Yes, they do. German meatloaf.
Like what? What are they going to have?
Baked goat's brie with kumquat chutney.
That sounds
yummy. Take two helpings of that.
I don't know if I want any goat's brie or not.
I don't even know what goat's brie is.
Google it.
I'm afraid to. Maybe like Rocky Mountain oysters or something.
I would not want to see a photo of that.
Goat's brie and Rocky Mountain oysters with kumquat.
So, about a watermelon salad. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's at least I know what that is. I, yeah. Mean, I think.
German meatloaf sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good.
Potato pancakes. Let's see. What else we have?
Lots of different drinks. Again.
Now, here's one for you beer drinkers. You really got to try. I'm not a beer drinker, but Sea Dog Blue Paw Wild Blueberry Beer.
Who thought of that?
Say that again fast.
I can't say it fast, but that sounds absolutely disgusting.
Sea Paw Blue.
Blueberry beer. Wild blueberry.
I know what you were going to say.
It almost slipped out. I'm sorry. Blueberry beer. I don't think that'd be good. So do you think this
like
is a reaction?
At all.
Yeah. Do you think this is a reaction to Food and Wine, how successful it is, and trying to get more people to come into Flower and Garden?
Yes.
Since they have food?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Disney and food seems to go together, so I would say the excuse they can have to put food in is just an added bonus.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like Flower and Garden anyway. It's one of my favorite extra events that they have, so, you know.
But a lot of it looks like it's fresh fruits, fresh, you know, like teas.
They have a lot of garden stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of different varieties of tea. It looks like fruits and vegetables, and I think that might be the main focus of this.
I mean, if you kind of tie it with the theme of Flower and Garden, so I just don't know if they'll have like kiosks up around like they do at Food and Wine or, you know, or what.
Oh, they might roll out all those cute little kiosks again.
Yeah,
they're cute.
But how would they associate it with the land? I guess they just disperse.
Well, no, there's like...
yeah, there are a few.
Yeah, there's a few. Like, there's a Mexican-themed one. There is the Lotus House, which is Beijing-style candied strawberries. There's a Marquiche kiosk or food place, Taste of Marquiche.
Florida, again, which was just a kiosk.
Yeah.
As far as the Food and Wine go, but they're going to have one for this as well.
So I think they would stick like the Marquiche one close to Morocco. You know, I think they would kind of try to do similar to Food and Wine.
There's a Japanese one, Hanami. They've got several different things. Fruishi. Yeah. Fresh strawberries, pineapple, cantaloupe rolled with coconut rice. Atop a raspberry sauce.
You clearing
sprinkled
your throat?
With more coconut, which is toasted, and whipped cream. I think it sounds yummy.
So they'll probably just bring out the little kiosk things that they had before at the Food and Wine and just change the name of it.
Yeah. There's a smokehouse barbecue and brews place. Now this probably is one of the things that sounds the best to most of us at this table. The Rocky Road Brownie Mousse.
Oh, yummy.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, Marrakesh has the spiced lamb kebab.
Aren't they doing something really heinous to a Dole Whip, too?
Ooh. Yeah. What?
It's a Dole Whip with spiced rum.
So is that the Dole Whip Jack Sparrow edition?
Yes. I'm not a Dole Whip fan to begin with, so.
That's what's wrong.
We need to convert you.
Yes.
Yeah, I've tasted it.
You need to be assimilated into the Dole Whip.
You need to get like 5 of them in a roll and just eat them all.
It's a Dole Whip with Siesta Key spiced rum. They have a whole pineapple promenade. That they're gonna set up. You can get just regular Dole Whip. You can get the one with spiced rum. You can get pineapple upside down cake. You can get
with Dole Whip on top of it.
Yeah,
featuring
Dole Whip on the side for sure.
Yeah, cool. Spread it on the top.
Yeah, Dole pineapple fruit cup.
Boo! So.
What is that?
Just put that in the middle of it, man. I need to crush them things up and put them in ice cream. Make a Dole Whip.
So I think a lot of that's mainly they're trying to tie the fruits and vegetables to flowers and garden, the flower and garden.
Veggie fruit. So why did you guys like it so much? Because we've been there for like maybe a couple of days. So we got to see the end of it where they had the topiaries out and the different, they had different Disney characters that were made out of flowers and plants and stuff.
Well, when we went, Morgan was younger, and having a younger child at that time, they have more for younger kids than, say, Food and Wine. They had places where, which was a fiasco, mind you, but places where the kids could paint different pictures, and they, they could take that painting home with them if Disney didn't lose it. But you had to pick it up by a certain time or Disney might lose it.
Well.
However, we got a picture of Mulan and Shane out of that, so.
Oh, really? Shane?
Yeah, really? They, cool. Morgan painted her picture and they hung it to dry and they said, come back by such and such time.
Well, was getting ready to storm.
We barely made it back there and they had already closed down and taken everything and there was nobody there. And so we asked around, they said go to the guest services. So we went to guest services. They could not find this picture for love nor money. So it was probably a few weeks later, we get a phone call from Disney, and they say they're calling from guest services. They cannot find this picture anywhere. I mean, it has her name on it, and they cannot find this picture anywhere. Who is her favorite Disney character? And so Morgan's favorite character is Mulan. So a few weeks later, we received a picture of Mulan and Shane, and it's signed to Morgan with love from Mulan and Shane. And
that's cool.
So, I mean, that was nice of them because, really it was a picture some kid painted. And they went the extra mile to make it right for her. But, Food and Wine doesn't have as much different things for kids, but they had that kind of stuff. They have the,
Playground.
They had the butterfly garden that kids like to go in and just different. It's more kid oriented, especially if you have younger kids.
It's just beautiful. I mean, like I said, every shrub is manicured and lots of flowers out, and it's just a beautiful.
It's neat to see your favorite characters in a topiary. I mean, this year they're having Phineas and Ferb topiaries.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, Perry?
I don't know about Perry, but sure, I saw sure where they
have a Perry.
They're going to have Phineas and Ferb.
That would be pretty neat to see. I know that when we went through it, they added more flowers around water areas and stuff that was just like what Todd said. It's just beautiful around there. Yeah. So.
But, if you go and you go right towards the end of it, like you'll go in Epcot that one day and they'll have all their topiaries and all the flowers in the water. The next day you'll go and there's nothing. Mm-hmm. They've removed everything.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of amazing to see that because you go and it's like, oh, those flowers that were floating in that water yesterday are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So any other news anybody's got?
The next news is Splitsville is now accepting Tables in Wonderland, which is a 20% dining discount if you have Tables in Wonderland. And also they are now on the Disney Dining Plan. It's one table service credit, so... And they've got some new pricing. You can bowl from 10 to 4 for $15 a person, 4 to 10:30 for $20 a person, and 10:30 to 2 a.m. for $15 a person. Or you could pay $80 and for a group up to 8, and from 10 to 4, it's $80. From 4 to 2, it's $125. And you are guaranteed the next lane available.
And that's food?
No. That's not just bowling. No,
that's just bowling.
Yeah.
And the food's, it's pretty pricey. Because I've heard that
the food, I've seen the menu. It is pretty pricey, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a very wide variety of food. They've got sushi. They've got what I'd call bar food, you know, wings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they have entrees.
So probably a good night out if it's raining or you have, just want to go try it.
Looks good, yeah.
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 You just don't go there on the day we're going.
Why's that?
We want to be able to get a lane.
You don't want all the fans hanging around you, right? Yeah,
exactly. I have to concentrate on my bowling.
Sunglasses and a big hat. So with it being on the Disney Dining Plan and Tables in Wonderland being accepted there, do you think that that's going to stimulate so many people that you're going to have to wait so long? Because I know you guys mentioned that if you do this proprietary pay extra for the next available lane, do you think that there'll be a line of next available lane people in front of you?
With it being new, I would think everybody's kind of probably thinking the same way we are. We want to try it out.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do think it's going to be crowded. And, yes, I think that the trying to get the next available lane is going to be maybe a problem.
And don't they segment out, like, one of the levels for adults only, and then one of the levels is for kids at certain times of night?
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard something about that. Like where,
oh, really?
Yeah, I know you had mentioned before that what's going to cause this from not going into like a hangout place where people just go in and drink and the family atmosphere is gone out of a bowling lane. I think probably the upscale food is probably prevents that. I think probably the pricing prevents that, but
I guess I was a little leery about it because it's close to where downtown Disney is. What was the downtown?
It was Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island. It's in Pleasure Island, is it not?
No,
it's on the west side. That's right. It's on the west side.
I mean, you may get a little rowdier crowd in the evening, late evening.
But still, it's Disney. They're not going to let it get
too
out of hand. There'll be a lot of families there. So choose other places if they want to go bowling inside to get drunk. That won't probably won't be the... It looks like they come out with new Disney paint schemes for their buses.
Oh, yeah.
So the traditional white bus with the Disney... Going up the side is going to be changing. It looks like they're kind of a...
That's some big news there, Todd.
I don't think it looks that great.
I will miss the Disney on the side of the bus, though.
Yeah.
It's dreary looking they are.
Because, I mean, it's one of the first things you see when you get on property is you know you're there is and you see a Disney bus. And now it's more, I don't know if it's kind of low-key or... It's just different.
Yeah,
I agree with that. It's a little more subdued because, like, the logo's down on the bottom smaller. And the paint scheme kind of looks a little early 80s, late 70s type.
Grayish and red. And also looks a little ESPN-like colors.
Yeah, that's true.
If you think of it.
That is true.
But I've seen somewhere a picture of one like kind of lit up at night, and it kind of like fluoresced.
Really?
Like kind of more of a safety kind of thing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you know, I know they have had some instances with buses, you know, in the past several years. So maybe, you know, that's an improved safety feature. But it's, I mean, just different everything, you know, every few years things go through a change and maybe it's time to change. So I don't know when the last time they changed their buses. Ever since I've been going there, I seem to think it was kind of that same style. So it's been quite a while.
Yeah. I think I'm like, I don't know what you call it. I like the old way. I like the old test track. I like the old test track.
You're like anti-change. Anti-change.
Yeah, I don't like change. People moving my cheese, don't like that.
That bus looks like Tron.
People moving your cheese.
Yeah, just pull up a picture and, yeah, I mean, it's the red when you hit it with a light, it's orange.
What?
And, what?
People moving your cheese? Yeah. Are you Mickey or what?
Yeah. It's a business thing. We've been going through people dealing with change, training we've had at work. It's called moving our cheese. It's going through changes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mickey's moving the cheese. Or Minnie's moving the cheese for Mickey.
Minnie likes cheese, too.
Mickey needs to put his foot down. So don't be moving my cheese, Minnie.
Minnie is the boss. I don't care what they say.
No. She moved it from one cabinet to another. You're supposed to keep it in the same cabinet.
Okay.
Keep your crackers beside it.
Yes.
Crackers and cheese.
Look, the windows are a little bit bigger compared to some of the other ones. The old buses.
Well, I know they're still, but I know old buses and not.
I know there's different types of buses. I mean, some you'll get the more environmentally friendly buses they're trying to get. So you'll still see different types of buses in the fleet. So they may be trying to change some of those as well.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a couple of buses we got on our last trip that sounded like they were on their kind of on their last legs. I don't know how it made it from point A to point B a couple times.
You had to get out and push.
Yeah.
So what else?
Well, I was going to try to figure out what our count now was, but the DVC website is still broke. We've got to be at, like, what, 118? 118 days until we get to go again?
No, I don't know, but it can't be.
It's close. It's close.
End of May.
Isn't that weird? I mean, even if it was 5 days away, it'd be like, this is way too far.
Come
on. This is just ridiculous.
Let's just go now.
Have you started packing yet? No, see, I'm thinking about starting to pack. You know, I've got to pack my...
Oh, I've got a lot to pack this time.
Yeah. I mean, I could go ahead and pack my Clorox wipes so I can disinfect everything when I walk in my room.
Yeah.
You know, my coffee filters. I can start packing that kind of stuff.
Okay, go ahead, dear.
It's a good idea, I guess.
It's time to start looking for beach chairs.
Beach chairs, yeah.
I think I'm just going to sit on the sand.
And you know, we found...
Sorry, it'd be cheaper just to lay out a towel.
You go right ahead.
I don't like sand either.
Piece of cardboard. I'm good.
Oh, you're going to take your cardboard that you had on New Year's Eve with you?
You know what?
Unfold that little baby.
If you got a good piece of cardboard, it will go. It's like duct tape. If you have a roll of duct tape and a piece of cardboard, you could build an Eiffel Tower out of it.
Oh, okay.
Do a lot of things
there
with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any more news, let's just jump into our topic for tonight, which is our favorite moderate resort. So they have multiple moderate resorts, and usually it's, about $180, around $200 a night, starting out price.
Oh, no.
$50 a night?
No.
$10 a night?
I think you can get it down as low as like $150.
Let's see. I've got them up here.
This is 2013, though.
Yes, I know.
Anywhere,
you can get them low 100s.
No, you can't. $169 is the cheapest rate I see right here. $309.
Wow.
So that's a Caribbean beach. That's the pirate themed room.
Yeah. What?
But their standard room, $159 is the cheapest.
But sometimes you can get room only discounts, so it may get it a little cheaper.
Well,
But rather, I don't think you're really going to get a moderate resort for under $100 a night. Typically, I'd say $120, $140 up to. So now the moderates, they are starting to theme those rooms more. Now you got theme rooms at Caribbean Beach, you got theme rooms at Riverside. So those will command more money.
And we heard something from our waiter at Olivia's. They had thought at one point in time to theme some resort in Haunted Mansion style.
Mm-hmm. Right? French Quarter.
Was it French Quarter?
Mm-hmm.
The Haunted Mansion stuff?
Yes.
So I wonder if like a cast member has to come in and scare you at night.
Bang on the walls.
Bring the little red-eyed crow.
There's like a hatch.
In there.
Above the toilet.
A little hatch above the toilet? Well, they got a really, really short cast member and put them in the tank. And then at night it just starts banging on the tank. What's that? Boo.
I meant the ceiling.
Oh, in the ceiling. I thought it was the toilet tank. This is going in the sewer real quick.
Okay.
So, but you brought up a good point, Todd. I think that people maybe are getting persuaded to go into a moderate because of the theming,
mm-hmm.
instead of the value, which, I mean, more dollars for Disney makes Disney happier.
Well, right, now, wait a minute. The values have good theming.
Well, this is a particular themed room, so they have a themed resort.
Right.
The pirate themed or the princess or...
Yes.
We actually did stay in a princess themed room, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
It was really neat.
And those run anywhere from... $204 is the cheapest I'm seeing right now to $319.
Well, we squatted in our princess room.
I will say this. We also got a deal where our room was the same exact price as a normal room. That's why we got it.
Yeah.
Because we were excited, as we usually are. We wanted... our time to go on vacation was getting nearer, and we couldn't wait a day longer, so we added a room at the beginning of our vacation. And it ended up being this princess room, but the only reason that we got it is because it was the same cost as a regular room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool.
Not, I don't know if it's worth the extra money unless you have a kid that really likes the princesses and or the pirates.
Yeah.
Because the same thing with everything. It's about the time you spend in the room, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So where have you guys stayed in Monarch Resorts?
We have stayed at Port Orleans, Riverside,
uh-huh.
and Caribbean Beach.
Right.
Okay.
Caribbean Beach.
Who wants my opinion?
I haven't figured you're going to give it to us. Oh, what do you want to ask?
Yeah.
Oh, we ask for a lot.
Just ask to be polite.
What is it?
Okay. We've only stayed at Caribbean Beach once, which was this past year. I enjoyed the room. It needed updating. I enjoyed the fact that I could walk right out of my room. We had a water view. They upgraded us to a water view for the whole stay, which was very nice. We could walk out of our room and there was a beach right there and you could lay on the lounge chair and it was a beachy feel. I enjoyed that. It was a long walk to the common area, the pool, the main pool. We did have a private pool right beside us, so that was nice also, but, it was fine as far as a moderate hotel goes. Port Orleans Riverside, absolutely love. And I honestly, you know, we're DVC now, and that's the one thing that kind of held us back so long from joining DVC is because we love Port Orleans.
Especially last time we stayed there, it's one of the, we got the new upgraded rooms, and it was so nice.
It was nice.
It smelled good.
and although some of the rooms are a little far from the common area, they don't seem as far as Caribbean Beach did. And
well, I mean, Caribbean Beach is large. It's probably one of the largest resorts in terms of space. So, depends what section you're in. We were in Aruba, which seemed probably the farthest away.
Yeah, but, I mean, Port Orleans, their food court is really good, which Caribbean Beach lacks on. The shop, we love the shop. Caribbean Beach's shop was nice. It was about the same size.
It was a little smaller, I think.
But
Riverside has a very nice
shop. It has a nice shop. Mm-hmm. They have a nice lounge, and Yeehaw Bob's there, and we love watching him. So that, you know, that's a great form of entertainment for us. You know, they have the horse carriages that will take you around. Mm-hmm. They have the bicycles you can rent. They have the boats you can rent. Same thing that Caribbean Beach has, pretty much. They have the same types of things. Plus, they don't have the horses, though. Caribbean Beach doesn't.
And they don't have entertainment, either.
And they don't have entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's no lounge or anything
well,
like that.
They had a movie, though, didn't they?
They had the movie. Yeah,
they had movies. I've never seen a movie yet.
They do that at Riverside now.
At Riverside?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've just never done it. The pool at Caribbean Beach versus the pool at Riverside, it's probably bigger at Caribbean Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two hot tubs versus the pool at Riverside only has one hot tub. And mm-hmm. it's not as big, but...
It's not as big as even one of those?
It's not as big as the main pool at Caribbean Beach now.
Was it as crowded?
I don't think it is.
Wait a minute. You're talking about pools or hot tubs?
Pools.
Okay, yeah. I'd say it's Old Man River. It's not as big as Caribbean Beach.
And the hot tub is bigger than either one. You know, there's two at Caribbean Beach, and they're neither one are that huge.
No.
It's a little bigger, but I don't think it's not. You might be able to fit 10 people in it, but that's all you'd fit. Port Orleans is my favorite resort. Really, probably my favorite resort on Disney property. Deluxe and all.
Oh, wow.
Hmm?
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
That's your opinion. You're entitled to be wrong if you want to.
Now, Todd, being the other half, what do you think? What is your opinion?
No. I mean, I like Riverside. Like I said, there's each resort has its own pluses. I mean, you know, when you get down to it, you don't think really there's that, you know, perfect resort out there. But, you know, they cater to different things. Every resort has its strengths and weaknesses. Like I said, like the views, like the beach theme of Caribbean Beach. You know, like I said, we had a good room. You could walk out to the beach. But, you know, the walk was a little far. The food court wasn't as good as it is in Riverside. But even Riverside, you can get, if you're back in the Alligator Bayou, some of those in the back. It can be a little walk to the common areas to get those refillable mugs every morning. You have to go get your wife a coffee and walk over there. Or
Nathan doesn't know what that means.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Exactly. Todd hasn't done that for years.
No, he doesn't do that.
All you need is a sock, coffee grounds, hot water in your room.
No, all you need is a wife who gets up before you and makes the coffee. So that when you wake up, it's ready.
Yeah. But now most of the rooms have coffee makers and free coffee in the room, so it's not as bad as it used to be. So, yeah. But
you were talking about upgraded rooms. What they do to upgrade the rooms in Riverside?
They just had some new furniture, some bigger,
nicer beds,
desks. I think all rooms now, or most of them, are double queens.
The vanity.
They had flat screen TVs. They had like a double vanity, like a shelf. Wasn't it a full vanity now instead of two standalone sinks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So and it helps, you know, you lay your toiletries out.
It helps a lot.
Yes. So.
Which, like, even Caribbean Beach, not being upgraded, had that. And they had the shelf underneath where you could stick stuff. So that, I mean, that is nice. But. Right.
So. And that, but, plus, at Riverside, you get the added bonus of being able to share facilities with Port Orleans French Quarter, just down the river.
Yeah.
You know, 10-15 minute walk away, but you can use their pool, and people at French Quarter can use the pool at Riverside. So, although we've never stayed at French Quarter, I know you guys have. Mm-hmm. Well, we've only went down there one time, really kind of looked around.
I've been down there at least. Well, we all as a family have probably been down there once.
True. We went down one time.
Morgan and I went down and swam with you guys one day, and then Morgan and I actually got dropped off there one night because we got on the wrong bus, and the bus driver was not very nice about letting us know that we got on the wrong bus. So we got off that bus and walked over to Riverside, which was fine. But so we've been there a couple times. But
okay. I mean, it's, you know, seemed a little smaller. I don't think the food court was quite as big, or their shop was quite as big. From what I remember, I think I've only been through the lobby area one time and kind of walked around and looked at it. Y'all guys have stayed there, so correct me.
You guys.
we'll defer to you all. You can comment about that. But I think it is neat. You know, you can share kind of both places. I know they have some entertainment down there as well. So. It's kind of
the
best of both worlds.
You guys will have to try. It's much more mellow. It's not, you're not involved like with Piano Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably one of the best things about Port Orleans Riverside is Piano Bob, because you go and it's a lounge. That does not mean that you have to drink. There's families there. It's very family-oriented show.
Yeah, for kids.
He gets the kids up. He gets the moms up. He gets the dads up. I mean, it's just a very entertaining show, and the kids love it.
They have food there that you can order from the bar, or the food court's just like
right around the corner.
As long as you get a table, you can send somebody to go get something to eat, and they're fine with you bringing that there.
Just a little hint, though. You got to get there early to get a table.
Yeah.
A good table.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about that resort, too, that I noticed about Caribbean Beach was, Yeehaw Bob, it doesn't stop the night. So it's like, when you went back to Caribbean Beach, even though they had a movie that was on, and this could be a thing with when we start to look at the other moderate resorts, but when you get in, he starts a little early. What is it, 7?
8:30.
Yeah. 8:30?
He starts at 8:30.
But you have to probably get there at 7 or 7:30 to get a table.
7:30 at least.
But he goes until midnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like entertainment. It's something at Disney that you can do that you don't necessarily have to be in a park to really enjoy. And it's become one of your guys' favorite things to do ever, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what's a major advantage of Riverside.
And that's one of those things that is off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a typical Disney thing to do.
And, you know, we stumbled upon it. We had just happened to walk over to the shop one night when he was playing. And that's how we learned about him.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't stay at the resort, I mean, it's promoted, if you, I guess, if you really look for it, if it's not like Disney's throwing you in your face and stuff. Yeah, of course, it's limited. It's kind of, in, like I said, in a lounge setting, so there is, you know, I don't know, 100 seats capacity or whatever the lounge holds, so it's not like it's, you know, thousands of people. But, you know, they do go Wednesday through Saturday night, he does, and, you know, it's great. He's a great guy and, you know, a very talented musician.
Yeah.
Piano player.
Yeah.
Obviously. So. Piano
Bob. Piano horn.
But he goes around, you know, at the beginning of the show, before he starts playing, he goes around and he talks to people at different tables. And
yeah, that's the amazing part.
That's the amazing part is he remembers your names.
Mm-hmm. Out of all those nights that all he does, nights, week after week after week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
And he keeps remembering through the show from 8:30 till midnight.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. But he'll call certain people out and, you know, one year Morgan and I got to do, or Morgan and her sister, being me, looking so young, got to do the two.
Todd, you're gonna have to walk home, man.
Two turtle doves in the 12 days of Christmas. You know, but that's what he does. He'll say, Carol, stand up. You're gonna be this. Morgan and her sister, stand up. Janet, stand up. Bill, stand, you know, he tries to get the whole audience involved, and that's what makes it so fun.
Oh, you definitely get involved.
Well, yes, whether you want to or not. Becky from Kentucky.
Well, I gotta go sit with him.
It takes your reservations out, though, too. I mean, everybody's around there,
everybody's
getting
around,
involved. So
yeah, having fun.
It's not like he just picks on one person. It's just the show. That's how he does it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the theming of Riverside is kind of an old, like a Georgia
plantation.
Yeah.
So they separate it with like the manors.
The mansions
and
Alligator Bayou.
Well, it's like I guess it's the total thing is probably New Orleans themed. It's the plantations of New Orleans. Because, you know, if you go to New Orleans, you have the plantation houses and you have the French Quarter and, you know, you have swampland.
Right.
So that's kind of probably what it's all. Alligator Bayou is the swampland, then the plantations, and then you have the French Quarter.
Mm-hmm. So we've stayed in the mansions, but what's the swampland like? Do you have to stay on like some old shack with a guy who speaks? Like,
they're about the same kind. They're the same type of room. They're just
I mean, there's a couple buildings that are closer.
There's just a little bit. Certain number of buildings, kind of like Caribbean Beach. There's a certain number of rooms in a building.
Is it the same decor inside?
No, it's not.
Well, it's been a while. Several times we stayed in the mansions. It's been a while.
Yeah,
since
the mansions are more plantation-y decor, and I think the bayou's more rustic,
more wilderness like. Yeah, I know by the mansions, there's a lot of water fountains and
it's very pretty.
Gazebos, plantings, and pretty stuff. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because we're kind of comparing moderate resorts. I know that there's a bus that goes around Riverside to get you to different areas of the resort, since it's kind of a larger resort.
Mm-hmm.
There's buses that go around the Caribbean Beach that does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about comparing Caribbean Beach with Riverside, the bus that goes around, like transportation around, if you're not driving?
Well, there's more stops at Caribbean Beach.
Right, for the different areas. There's four at Riverside.
Oh, wow.
The Caribbean Beach side has its own bus just within the resort. Because, you know, you check in at one central area, and that's not really attached to any place that you stay at. So you have to take a bus if you're not driving to whatever area you're staying at. Jamaica, Aruba, Martinique. So they have just a resort bus, Disney, that, you know, takes you around.
Which is kind of crazy because we saw some people on those buses with lots of suitcases.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to get around, what to do. I mean, if you fly in.
Yeah, and you go there and you check in, you've got to get on that bus, that one that takes you around the property and just.
Or you have no choice but to pay the concierge to take your stuff to your room.
Yeah, the bell service.
Yeah, the bell service.
But it could be, you know, like, so we stayed in Aruba, and it was a good walk over to the
Custom House.
Old Port Royal, Centertown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and it, depending on where you're at, it may be easier to go to the bus stop and then catch a bus. Yeah. Now, I don't know how frequently or how many buses they had.
Well, we tried that once. We missed our stop. We had to go around twice.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty long distance around there, too. Yeah. I got lost around Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, because everything looks the same and, you know.
But yes. But then again, also when you're leaving a park, you have to be careful with Port Orleans Riverside that you're getting on the correct bus. Like I said, Morgan and I got on the wrong bus because I just assumed we were running to catch the bus because it was gonna, you know, we saw it sitting at the stop. I just assumed that Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter, they dropped off both places.
Well, most of the time they do.
Most of the time they do, but Magic Kingdom, they do not.
Oh, ever. They never do.
No.
Oh, okay. Never I didn't realize
never.
That.
Never say never.
Well, maybe at with this the new point in time, right? They have two separate stops.
Okay.
Like at Magic Kingdom, you go one way to Riverside and you go the other way to French Quarter, and we got on the French Quarter one.
Because it was always, I mean, because we always stayed at French Quarter. That's our favorite place.
You jumped the gun.
Moderate. But, no.
Spoiler alert.
I'm trying to say that we would get on the bus. There's only one bus stop there. We would get on the bus and there would be like just our little group. You know, even if it was just the three of us or just us and maybe two or three families, then we'd have to head over to the Riverside. And by the time we got done with that, riding around through there, yeah, it was packed.
I think most and parts.
It was kind of a, you know, a long time for us.
Right.
Yes. We got to get on the bus first. Yes, we were, you know, definitely got the seat, but, to sit down. But, that was an extra 15 or 20 minutes to go through Riverside.
Yeah. But Magic Kingdom, I think Magic Kingdom is the only part that does not combine the buses.
Okay.
So that's something, you know,
just check your bus maps.
Yeah.
Or your postings if you're going, make sure.
Yeah. They can change that.
Another thing I've noticed about, Port Orleans Riverside that I like, in comparison to Caribbean Beach, and to some of the other moderates too, is it feels cozy. And I think it's because of all the trees that are around there, and it just feels a little bit quaint.
Mm-hmm. But why don't you just go ahead and go into your favorite?
Yeah. No, I haven't stopped at Riverside. Because we haven't gone over. So they also have a full service dining there, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yes,
which
they
is
do.
Boat rides.
Oh, boat rides.
Mm-hmm. We've eaten there once. Have you guys eaten there?
Yeah, we've been there a couple times.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's good.
The pork chop's good.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Morgan didn't like it, but she's a
have good chocolate cake.
A little pickier. Yeah, they have good food.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be other restaurants that I would probably pick above it, but I mean, you know,
it's a New Orleans style cooking is what it is.
Right. Oh, their cornbread is
it's more
good.
Yeah. Home style cooking, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're stuck and looking for something and you're staying there, you know, go ahead and go, you know, just do a walk up.
And, get the pork chop.
And food's good.
I'm sure Olivia's is better.
service is great when we
yeah,
eat there.
Yeah, we've had good service there.
So I would go back to that.
Yeah. They only serve dinner though.
Yes.
Oh, they do. I didn't know that.
They used to serve breakfast, but they don't any longer. They just serve dinner.
I don't remember their menu being too big.
It's not huge.
Yeah, not too much variety, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And also, Riverside and Caribbean Beach offer marinas, so you can do a lot of water rentals, boats, sea racers. You can do fishing excursions. I've done a fishing excursion out of Riverside before, and that was really, really neat.
Where'd they take you to do fishing excursion?
We actually went out the way to the lake behind at Downtown Disney and behind Saratoga.
Oh, that big, big wide open area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another, speaking of that, that's another thing with Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter is there's a boat to Downtown Disney. You can get on a boat. It'll stop usually at Port Riverside first, then stop at French Quarter, and then it'll go on to Downtown Disney. So that's another way to get over there versus a bus.
Yeah, or driving yourself.
Yeah.
It can be a challenge to find parking in Downtown Disney. So
yes, it can.
Just remember, you know, the boat service will end, you know, 11 or 12 at night. So,
They tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like two or three times, usually, when you're on that boat ride to
Yeah.
Downtown Disney are back. Yeah. You know, they announce it several times.
Right. So, but, you know, it's a different, you know, mode of transportation. Like I said, it's relaxing. It's nice and relaxing. It's very beautiful through there.
Now, if it's 105 degrees, you might not want to. It can be pretty warm because the boat's not going very fast. You're not going to get a big breeze off the water. Right. You're in the shade.
And it's about 20 minutes from Riverside to Downtown Disney. Yeah. So, you know, if you need to get there in 5 or 10 minutes, you're running late for an appointment or something or a reservation, you know.
Well, you better drive your own car.
Exactly.
You're not going to get there on the bus that fast.
But you're on vacation and you just want to sit back and take it easy, you know, take a boat ride to Downtown Disney.
Yeah. If you're in that much of a rush and you've got to get somewhere, just cancel the reservation. You're on vacation.
You get boat rides. I can't say anything bad about the boat because that's one of my guilty pleasures. I love riding that boat. I wouldn't mind if I got off the boat at Downtown Disney or I just stayed on that boat. Yeah. It's just so relaxing. Like you were saying, there's so much foliage back. I mean, you go past the Saratoga Springs, treehouse villas.
It's nice and open. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've sat in the sun when it's been 105 degrees. I've gotten the sun spot, and it was pretty hot.
Should have dunked your head in the water.
Oh, sure. You would have liked that, wouldn't you?
So, what else about Riverside that you guys like? Maybe get some...
What's some of the quick services that you like there? I mean, what's good that you... did you definitely notice something better there than the Caribbean?
Well, the pizza's Caribbean? Not better there than Caribbean. How you mess up pizza, but,
it's typical food, but they have some pasta different dishes.
Which, I mean, they have basically the same stuff they offer at the Caribbean Beach, but it's just better. I don't know if it's,
They have the old turkey.
Well, I mean,
Thanksgiving looking dinner that nobody was going to get.
They have the burgers. They have a pizza station. They have pasta station. They have a salad, sandwich, and then they have like a hot meal, some kind of hot meal. Mm-hmm. But then they have a whole little bakery section.
The bakery, the desserts and stuff. That wasn't really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember having soft serve ice cream, which they do at Caribbean Beach.
Oh.
But like I said, it's been a couple of years.
That might get you to stay there again, might it?
I mean, I would stay back at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah. We're not trying to knock
Caribbean Beach, but it's like just our opinions.
Right.
So if you like a beach theme setting, relaxed, nice marina, nice pool. There's nothing wrong with Caribbean Beach.
No, it was
very, very quiet.
Was quiet.
Now, you know, Riverside can get a little noisy sometimes.
Can French Quarter.
Yeah.
Now we're missing like one or two moderate places. But again, these are the places that we've gone to.
Well, we can go
that we're talking about.
We went to Coronado. We've never stayed in Coronado Springs.
We don't know what the rooms look like or the pool area.
It's a Mexican themed resort though, and they have a lot. I think they have a couple of restaurants that are like highly recommended by
the
people.
Maya Grill is. Uh-huh. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
There's somewhere we ought to try in the next time or two.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that the reason why we didn't ever stay at the Coronado Springs was it's typically a business.
Yes.
Or they have a lot of meetings.
Right. Convention centers. Yeah. Like that.
And I was told somewhere along the way by a cast member that it was a female. She and her family chose to stay there and they loved it, but it was pricier than other moderate resorts because it was a convention resort.
So maybe that was another red flag to us not ever going there too.
Yes.
And it's close to Animal Kingdom, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But not really close to anywhere else. Or the reason why we didn't.
I think supposed to have a really nice pool.
They did. We looked at it, and it was out in the back. It was really nice.
I didn't look at it.
Well, you were looking at the tacos.
You and Hannah must have gone. They had a decent store.
Yeah, they did.
But it was it wasn't bright as some of the other stores. The lighting was a little dimmer. I would say.
They had more food products there, too, and I think it was because of the convention.
Maybe.
Center, yeah. You know, where people would probably mm-hmm. typically stay in their room.
Yeah.
To work on business, they would have to go get a snack or something and right. bring it back to, up to their room.
Right.
Really, I guess we all can't really have an opinion on it, other than saying, it looked all right. There's just reasons why we never
stayed there. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures online right now. The rooms look nice.
Yeah. Once again, it's kind of lean.
It looks like they've been updated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Themed out in a lot of different buildings. Got a lake. And you have to walk around to different.
Doesn't have the curtain separating the bathroom, you know, the sink and the bedroom. It has doors.
Oh.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be much nicer. A door rather than the curtain would be much nicer.
Yes.
So much nicer.
Well, that's one picture you're looking at.
Well, because it holds in some noise as well. I mean.
From the bathroom?
I was thinking hair dryer.
Double layer.
Go down to the Maya Taco Shack. Maybe that's why they did it. Everybody's going to go get burritos. People were complaining about the noise upstairs. Close the door.
Whatever. That's not what I meant.
Mayan thunder. But it did look nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's the beds. Yeah.
It looks
a little bit updated.
Yeah.
So there's probably nothing wrong with it. It's just we never chose to go to it.
Never said there was anything wrong with it.
No, we just not.
We just we have just never chosen to stay there.
Yeah. And it looks like they have offer something they call junior suites. So that's basically two rooms you can kind of combine.
Oh wow.
Which is a little bit different. I know at Riverside you can get adjoining rooms. I know in the Alligator Bayou you can.
Yeah. How many people can stay in that?
It's like a two-bedroom. Like two bedrooms, you know, two full baths. So it's probably just combining a two regular rooms. But one's like a master bedroom, one living area.
Do you have a client or something that needs to know that?
I have a client that...
So let's go to another one before we start on our favorites, since we're spending a little time on ones that... we haven't ever been to, and that's the Fort Wilderness Cabins, considered moderate.
Yes.
But looking at the pricing, it seems more like a deluxe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand why it's a moderate.
I feel like it's a moderate because you can, so many people can stay there.
It's one bed, one size. Wilson bed or Boston bed.
That's the Triasville, I was thinking
about. Okay. What is that called? That bed? Humphrey bed?
How many names are you going to want?
Well, what is it called?
Bobby bed.
Murphy bed.
Murphy. So they've got a master bedroom, a Murphy bed, and a fold-out couch.
Here. Wilderness cabins, 6 persons max per cabin.
So that's why they're more expensive, but they're still moderate.
I mean, yeah, they'll hold more people. Typically, a regular room has 4, maybe 5 max. You know, if you have a small Murphy bed for a smaller child. So if you have a little bigger party, maybe look into a cabin. Like I said, we started to stay there once. We were going to stay there during the wintertime, and we thought, you know, and they do have lots of activities. They have campfires.
I think it would be cool.
Chippendale, you know, they have horse riding and stuff. So even though Florida is typically, you know, still warm in the wintertime, you know, maybe, you know, in the summertime you may want to, you know, do some of those activities.
Oh, yeah.
I guess one of the downsides to this is you cannot drive. You can drive your car into your cabin, and you have to park it unless you're leaving the property. You have to rent it. You cannot drive your car around the property.
Oh,
you have to rent a golf cart. You either take the bus system, because they also have an internal bus system.
Well, how are they going to know?
Well, I mean, you can't park your car in the pool. Like, you can't drive to the pool and...
Well, no, I mean, just like you guys do, why couldn't you go to your cabin, get up, drive your car to Magic Kingdom, come back?
No, you can do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can't, like, you can't, we couldn't
within
drive...
Within the resort.
Yeah, within the resort, you can't drive your car.
They put spike strips on the outside of the place.
I was like, why not? I mean, you can only get in once and get out once? What?
No, you can do that, but you can't... Yeah, you can't drive around the property. You have to, they do rent golf carts.
They have some cute golf carts too. They have, I know my favorite is a little, it's like Minnie Mouse themed. It's red with little white polka dots. I would love to rent that. And they have like six passenger or two or four. I think it would be fun to rent
one. I mean, the cabins have a full kitchen.
Yeah. It's there again. Why is it moderate?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a full kitchen with a stove and, I mean, oven and everything.
And there's probably a little charcoal grill outside your cabin.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to do at one time. I mean, if you've never gone to Disney, that may not be the best place to stay. Unless you want to save money on food or you want to, you know, be more into what you and your family is eating.
Well, or if you own an RV or a camper and you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the place to stay because that's a whole lot cheaper.
Sure. That's different than the wilderness, than the cabins.
Right.
But I think it would be neat to stay there, especially once you've gone a couple of times and you're not so rushed. Oh, little doggies.
Yeah, and you can take your dogs.
No.
I don't think you can take them in the cabins.
Okay.
But, you know, if you have your camper.
That's where we're going from now on.
If you have your camper.
ABC, who cares?
If you have your camper, you can take your animals with you because they're staying in your camper. And they have a whole dog park and everything.
Well, and I guess really the amenities isn't up to deluxe standards. I mean, you know, not for the thing. It's not close to a theme park. I mean, it's
close to the Magic Kingdom. Not on the monorail.
Yeah, I mean, it's close, you know, to the Magic Kingdom, but, you know, still a good bus ride around.
Well, now from there, you can ride the boat to the Magic Kingdom.
But yes, you can take a boat. That's a plus. Another boat ride to the Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
And that is like, really?
That's super close.
To be honest, that would be the way I'd want to do it. I don't like the monorail. I don't think staying at a monorail resort is really all it's cracked up to be. I just don't. Because you have to, most of the places you have to get off at the ticket and transportation center and get back on a monorail.
Mm-hmm.
The boat ride is straight shot.
And their boats are smaller because they don't carry a higher capacity.
Yeah. It's much more relaxing than the monorail. I mean, they're only going to allow X amount of people on that boat. You're not going to have someone with a, a stroller, ramming it into the back of your heels so that they can make sure that they're going to get on there. And once they've gotten on there, the husband wants to kick you in the buttocks with their kneecap because apparently you're in their way.
You just throw them off the boat.
I'd love to do that.
But at Fort Wilderness, they have, they also have the marina stuff.
Is that at Disney?
That's at Disney.
They have those things at Disney. Yes. We're just going to have to take a trip over there just to do that.
A little side note. There's a little theme park close to us that has these barrels that you sit on and you put your feet on and it massages your feet. They have those at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, gosh, we're going to have to go.
Let's do a side.
We're just going to take a bag of change. How much does it cost?
It's quarter. Well, at that other theme park, it's a quarter. It's not more than a quarter here.
We'll take a bag.
It's Disney, it'll be 50 cents.
Well, it's worth 50 cents.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a line, too.
They have the barrels.
Just keep throwing the quarters in there.
Fort Wilderness also has all the marina
amenities
that you can take the little speedboats out and pontoons or, you know.
And they have a much bigger water area. Than either the Caribbean Beach or the French Quarter or the Riverside.
Because right there on Bay Lake. So you got access to Bay Lake and then Seven Seas Lagoon. So
yeah. But
the water's probably deeper too.
Yes, and they also have a whole beach area at Fort Wilderness. So
really?
There's a whole beach area with the hammocks. And
you can get down to Wilderness Lodge too, right? And that,
yeah, you just take a little boat ride over.
You can walk down to it. I think you can walk to Wilderness Lodge from Fort Wilderness.
Really?
Because they have all kinds of jogging trails and running trails and stuff back through there.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So you could you could just go over to Wilderness Lodge if you wanted to go eat something there. I mean, yeah, it's not too bad.
But they also have a separate boat that just goes from Wilderness Lodge to this campground.
Yeah, true. We went to their gift shop a long, long time ago, too. It's almost like an Old West-themed area. It's kind of neat.
That's right.
It's
cute.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it's like going into a Western saloon or something.
So am I changing my favorite moderate resort just by talking about it? And
I don't know. Are you? Because I'll be happy to go.
They also do Segway tours there.
Oh, yeah.
They can do horse riding and stuff. There's a petting farm.
Yeah, petting zoo or
so, whatever. Well, I mean, a lot of outdoorsy things, you know. So if you're really into outdoor things, you know, it's real cabin, camping kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Backwoods. So, you know, try it out.
Another thing that they do at Christmas time is I guess they allow you to decorate your cabin as much as you want to, and they actually, you know, have people that just go to walk around and look at that stuff.
RVs
and campers, they all decorate. And
unlike the resorts, which they really don't want you, if you actually get a balcony room, they don't really want you to decorate on the outside of the resort because they want to keep the look and feel of whichever resort that you're at, which we kind of accidentally went against that. We didn't really know 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We decorated our outside patio. But we were not the only one, so I guess that's kind of why we thought it was okay.
Well, if you don't go overboard, they probably won't say anything to you.
They did not say anything to us, but recently I have read that they would prefer that you do not do that. Because they want to keep the look of what they're going for.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into our favorites, which is the last moderate. So what's your favorite?
Port Orleans French Quarter.
Port Orleans French Quarter is more of the New Orleans French Quarter style.
Mm-hmm. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. Ooh, yeah. Probably one of the smallest moderate resorts on property. Exactly. I think that's why we like it.
Yep, exactly.
It's like one bus stop.
Yeah, one bus stop.
To everything.
It's no matter how well we stayed in like building number 10 or something. It was pretty far back, but again, it was only like 4 buildings away from the bus stop. It wasn't that bad.
I think from the farthest point to the other farthest point is probably a 15-20 minute walk max.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
But they have it's all. All I have to say is 3 words. Beignets, beignets, beignets.
Well, that's
if that's it,
yeah.
I'll just sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Put powdered sugar on the floor. My big butt will sit on the floor and just put beignets down my throat.
Yeah, I've not been. I've not had them at French Quarter.
Oh.
But I've had beignets before, and that would be worth going over there for.
Yeah, they're good. They are really good.
It's laid back. The check-in's really nice. The vibrant colors. Mm-hmm. But it's just a laid back.
Their pool is really cool with the big lizard dragon with King Triton on top. You slide down his tongue. That's pretty cool.
The theming is real neat too, where the roads look like old cobblestone New Orleans style roads, and the buildings.
Well, they're not the roads; they're the walkway, sidewalks, kind of roads for the little.
Service vehicles,
yeah, the little golf carts.
Yeah, and the buildings look like straight out of the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of little nooks and crannies that you can go and sit, and all there's like this huge fountain, and you just sit there and relax.
Yeah, beautiful fountains. It's on the river, which, again, you can do the boat ride to downtown or to Riverside. And they also have entertainment, which is Elliot Dyson, and we really like him a lot. We've got a couple of his tapes.
Not tapes. Go a couple of decades up.
Are they CDs?
8-tracks.
I was thinking, aren't they tapes?
Oh, okay, sorry.
We put that in the Camaro.
You go out. As you take the T-tops out.
CDs.
For my mullet perm.
Whatever.
So we
have a couple of his CDs, which we have bought from him.
It's a much smaller area, though, than like Yeehaw Bob to go sit. Yeah. So you have to be there very early because it backs up into like the bar area of French Quarter.
Yeah. And he does this cool like saxophone, but it's not, it's like electrical saxophone. He does a saxophone.
He's
as
a jazz
well,
musician by
and
trade.
He does the steel drums. He will play a lot of oldies, a lot of Disney music. He dedicates song more than getting you in, getting up and dancing around. He dedicates song to people. Hey, this is for, you know, Betty and Sue over here because they're my ladies from so-and-so and they've been coming to see me for a while. And, you know, he'll play the song that they've requested him to play, which is just and really fun music that everybody kind of knows and wants to sing to.
And I almost think that, I mean, it's kind of weird to say, but out of any cast member, he probably brought us back to that place all the time. I mean, theming's great, beignets are great, but I think just for a cast member, he probably brought us back to that place every year for multiple years.
Yeah. And he is, if you really just want to go relax and listen to some music and don't want to get up.
Yeah.
And don't want to.
I mean, I'm a music lover. I like all different kinds of music. So, you know, that I would enjoy going to see him because it's a different type of music. And
It's different. But the cool thing about it, I mean, you have 2-in-1 resort, right? I mean, you have the French Quarter, the Riverside. They're combined and they both have entertainment.
Yeah.
Which the Caribbean Beach doesn't have. We don't know if the
Fort Wilderness or Coronado.
Yeah, we don't know if they have it, but it's really cool that those two places have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the music there is great. They have a food court there, but they have no full service dining, which is kind of a negative point about it.
They have a bar that has a few items on it. I know they
but
have
it's
nachos.
Not a sit-down restaurant like
Boatwright's. It used to have a sit. They used to have a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, but it's not.
But
there
it's
anymore.
Not there anymore.
The food court's pretty small. The place in comparison to like Riverside and especially Caribbean Beach, it's real small. And I think that's the whole theme of that place is just small, just more tight, compact. It's maybe that's just how it's designed.
Is that the smallest resort you think on Sound Property?
What? Yeah. Oh, the smallest resort. I don't think the food court's that bad.
No, it's not about the
and as resort. Far as the resort, yes.
Overall itself.
That's why, Nathan, and I think that's why we like it so much.
Because it's small.
Is because we were like, you know, our thinking was is you walk around at the parks all day long. Why go back to a humongous resort? You know, this is like the nice little secret place to stay is what we were thinking.
Well, it's veg out relaxing when you get there.
Yeah,
so.
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, but I mean, even like the store is small. It's probably maybe half. Oh, yeah.
It's a small store.
Oh, it's half the size of the Riverside.
It's
maybe smaller.
It is smaller.
Yeah, it's small. The check-in place is smaller. So I think if you just want a place where you're not walking around a whole bunch.
Fine. That's fine. That's fair to say.
Thank you.
I don't think it's that small.
But it is. I mean, you at both of those resorts, you walk on and you get the feeling like you're in that era.
Yeah.
You're in that place where you can just chill and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole theming of it. You just
and when
sucks
even
you
the
in.
Music too. Like when you go in, it's just real subdued and slow and just like old soft jazz. Not like Kenny G jazz, like soft jazz. it's not like that at all. So
it's like real jazz music.
It's like real jazz. It's not fake. They have a great pool.
One other good thing about French Quarter and Riverside together is if you have a pet and you take them and you board them in the kennel at Disney, there's a kennel right across the street.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So
yeah, they built that.
It's a kennel. Relatively new and
owned by Disney.
Owned by Disney. So right. That's a benefit for anybody that wants to take their pet down there and put them in the kennel.
So it looks like we are on a theme of Port Orleans.
How long is the walk between the two resorts?
Well, I think it depends upon how fast you walk. Morgan and I can walk it in 10 minutes. Todd, 20.
Okay.
Me, an hour.
Me and Kathy Haver.
Who wins circles?
You'll never get there.
You can't get lost.
It's really a straight shot.
No.
The only other thing I would have to say about Port Orleans Riverside is it probably has one of the best arcades on Disney property. Caribbean Beach was comparable.
It was great when you got it for free,
especially
right?
When we got it for free because all the machines were broke. But it has one of the biggest. Where have you seen a bigger arcade, Todd? Because he's looking doubtful.
In Record
it wasn't Vero Beach, I can guarantee that.
Caribbean Beach may be a little bit bigger.
Is it? Boardwalk is really small.
I would say maybe Caribbean Beach and Port Orleans Riverside are comparable. I think they're about the same.
They're pretty good size.
That's something that we have yet to really dive into.
It's the arcade.
We've never.
Because you didn't get it for free. That's why.
Mm-hmm. We've never been into going to the arcade.
Well, we haven't either until they say, that machine's broke. Do you play the games?
Did you stay by the claw to try to get as many as you could?
No, there were certain machines that didn't work.
Oh, the claw machine didn't, right?
Yeah.
Because you should be sitting there going. That's
Like the ones we cut the little string and the iPhone falls.
Was that one free?
No. They had those turned off. We
paid $75 for the one in ESPN and still didn't win anything.
To get a $60 iPad.
Yeah. iPad? A $60 iPad?
Oh, a Kindle.
Yeah, it was a Kindle.
Rip off.
No, you were the rip off.
But that's another, kids are into arcade games, that's another.
Yep. And I bet, from now on, that's what. Because Hannah's getting older, and that's what we're going to be getting into.
That's what our kids are.
They have fun to do.
We went to the one at Caribbean Beach one night. We were going to get a card, our card with.
You were rocking the pinball machine.
I was rocking that pinball machine. I had three balls going at one time, I'm telling you.
Was it a Kiss one?
No.
Oh. Was it Star Wars?
Duran Duran?
No, it wasn't Star Wars.
Seven on the Ragged Tiger?
I want to say Journey. It was so bad, wasn't it?
Three Dog Night?
Oh. Nathan knows them all over here. He's like, man, which one was it?
Casey and the Sunshine Man?
No, it wasn't Casey and the Sunshine Man. But
you were so interested.
We went in to load our card, and the cast member says, that machine is broke. We just turned the machines on so you can play them.
Certain ones for
certain
free.
Ones as long as you want.
Yeah.
So I played Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man, and
played pinball, and Morgan played pinball, we just stood there and played arcade games, and it was fun. I can't remember.
Jamiroquai?
You're gonna go back too, aren't you? You're gonna just go find out which one it is.
Sure.
I love pinball though.
But, it was fun, and we spent 45 minutes in there, and then they closed and we left.
And I just want to kind of just talk about a little bit of the difference about, with the overall thing and what moderates offer. They're not deluxes, so they're not on close to some of the major theme parks, but I think they offer a good balance of, for families. Like I said, most of them have a sit-down resort. They have, most of them are very good food courts, have that option.
They have better beds.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I had to choose between, and we've stayed at, with the exception of Grand Floridian and Contemporary, we've stayed at all the
deluxe.
You haven't stayed at
Yacht Club.
Polynesian.
Oh, Polynesian.
And the Yacht Club.
Well, okay. So the few deluxes that we've stayed at, I would pick Port Orleans Riverside because how often are you really in the room? First of all.
Okay, state of value resort.
No,
the benefit.
You don't know what you're saying.
Deluxe. You have a closet.
You have a balcony.
And yeah, and a balcony. Mm-hmm. But if you're not in your room, who cares about the balcony? You know, at this point we're DVC, so does it really matter? But if I was not DVC, I would pick Port Orleans Riverside just about every time.
Well, now, I would agree, if I wasn't DVC, value-wise and comfort-wise, I would pick, we would pick the Port Orleans French Quarter.
But, I mean, the Monarchs, that's the good name for them, because they're in between. They're not, with the Groves, it could be loud, even though it may be a good theme, but then it's not the high-end deluxe that costs, you know, $300 or $400 or $500 a night, and you're not there very much. Some of those amenities they don't have because you'll be eating in a finer restaurant. Some of those food courts are non-existent or very small. So, you know, it's a good balance. So, you know, if you can afford it, you know, you can't go wrong with the moderates. Any one of those moderates. No. You know, just look at the theming, what you like to do. You know, there's something there for everybody, I think, at a moderate, you know.
And a lot of the times, at least in this year and the last couple of years, Disney has offered some good deals to where a moderate can be in your price range. And if it fits your family size, I would definitely recommend moving up to a moderate when those deals are going on.
Yeah, because you can get some of those deals, you can get a moderate for close to what you would get a value.
So anything else on moderates? So if you got any questions about moderates or what we talked about today, all of our contact information is in the show notes. So just give us an email or a call and we'll be glad to help you out wherever we can.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Hope all your dreams are magical dreams.
Oh, Kristen? Billy Ocean? Bob Seger?
No, it wasn't either.
Was it Xanadu themed?
What was the pinball machine we were playing?
Elton John?
No idea.
It's the Who?
Kill him.
Rolling Stones.
In Excess.
Billy Idol.
The pinball machine was...
Rat.
Was what?
The pinball machine you're playing was Tron.
Tron? That's not a music group. Oh, forget it. I'm stopping this.
I don't think it was Tron.
I'm stopping this podcast right now.